Hey everyone, and welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. My name is Pete Berg, and apparently it's a big deal that I'm wearing shorts today.
You gotta let your fucking legs breathe once in a while, dude.
They're so white.
I know, it's scary.
I've never blinding. Seen your legs. I didn't think you had them up until today.
I know. They could have been robotic
legs. I thought your legs were denim.
I thought you were like extra pirate, like you had two pegs. It's
not outside the realm of possibility.
It's really just the gait that you have.
I would want to steal your legs.
You walk like a robotic. Double pirate.
I got bad knees, okay?
You got Lego legs, bro.
All right. Well, you hear their
He's
voices.
Weak in the knees.
Let's introduce everybody. We got professional podcast co-host Brian Katz.
Happy Friday, everybody.
We got our buddy over here, Lou Figueroa.
Yo, I'm still standing firm in my jeans, all right?
Nice. Stick with it.
100 degrees out. Don't wear jeans.
Don't give up the good fight. We got our voiceover expert, in quotes, Lippy.
I don't even know what voice do you want?
I don't know.
Name one.
Korean.
Oh, so I eat the fried rice. Is that Korean or Chinese?
That's Chinese or Japanese, bro.
That's why you get the big bucks.
Actually, I was thinking about bucks. That'd be pretty sweet to have like a show like this, and then big companies actually like pay you, like give a paycheck at the end of the week. They're like, here, have some beer and a paycheck.
It's never gonna happen.
I'm sure someone gets paid to do
it. We got our resident Pope, His Grace. We got Ken.
Yeah, I'm gracing with my presence.
That is one big pile of shit.
Bless you.
I got sound effects now. We got dueling sound effects. And now I can actually do cool things. Like a couple weeks ago, Brian was making fun of my Adam Sandler laugh impression, where he called it a Frenchman's impression, where it was just pretty... And now I can actually play it, and it actually sounds... It's not far off.
That was Adam Sandler, right?
That was Adam Sandler. Okay. It's got that little Frenchman vibe,
and it
right?
works because you hate Adam Sandler.
I hate it so much.
It's a new day here in Paint It Black Podcast. Yep.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Damn straight. All right, why don't we get things started? Let's roll into some news.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Paint It Black Studios, here is the news.
Clever.
My beer was overflowing. Well, I like the old-timey voice there, Brian. That's a nice touch.
I try.
All right, news girl Jillian is not here, but fortunately she did send me a couple of stories, and they all have a link. They all have something in common. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the news stories, then we're going to come up with a hashtag for the week for whoever wants to comment on the news stories. Whoever gets the best hashtag wins my admiration for the day. Only one day.
And... Pete's autograph.
Will you do my laundry too?
No.
I'm terrible at laundry.
He'll sign something for
you. I'll sign something for you.
Paint a black comic.
In pen.
Yeah. We have a couple of
them. Nothing! You've got nothing! Nothing!
That's why you're the expert with the sound effects. It's going to take me some getting used to.
Yes.
All right, let's jump into the first news story. This takes us to Florida. Of course.
It's always there.
It's always far. Well, we got a real international flavor this week, but we're going to start low. We're going to
talk about the dick of the United States.
America's wang, as Homer put it so eloquently. We got a 29-year-old former pro wrestler, Brian McGee, who stabbed his girlfriend to death. Not funny, but how he got caught was pretty funny. He posted pictures of her bloody body to Facebook and expected nobody to find out.
Bitch shouldn't have used his weights.
Probably didn't have that many friends.
Let's read it off. A former professional wrestler has been accused of stabbing his girlfriend to death after making a bloody snapshot his Facebook profile picture.
Do you say awesome. Bloody snapshot or bloody snapshot?
Maybe both.
Where'd she get stabbed?
Vagina.
In the snatch.
Yeah.
Constantly in the snatch. Over and over again.
100%.
With his dick.
How dare you say Seven, the movie sucks.
Yeah, he killed her by bleeding her out through the vagina. It's common.
Bitch, if I told you one time, I told you a million times. It's HDMI 2 for the DVD player.
He's on
Warrior,
a real
hatred. Shut the fuck up. I know that was you. I ain't even got to look. I should send your ass back to Crenshaw Pete with his hot-ass coat hangers, bitch. Would you like that?
That was an audio clip of the house before the stabbing. So let's go. He's Brian McGee, 29, Tampa, Florida. Stabbed her at 8:30 Wednesday night and posted a picture of the bloody body part, not specified, on Facebook before fleeing the scene and seriously injuring himself in a car accident while police pursued him.
What it doesn't say is that he went to Popeye's Chicken, got himself a three-piece, and then he got into a car accident because his wheel was so greasy.
Why do you think he'd go to Popeye's?
Obviously, he's
for
black.
Some ripping Brian McGee.
Obviously, he's in a bad neighborhood.
Brian McGee
he's in a bad neighborhood in Tampa Bay.
He's a white guy.
No, he's actually black.
No way.
Is. He actually looks like a young Booker T.
Oh, man. What they didn't say is that the reason he had to stab her to death.
He's got the reverse Villa Largo.
Was because he dropped it.
Look, I know my racism, bro. I have a like a wine taster's taste for it.
It just shocked me that you got there that quick.
This racism is killing me inside.
Ah, the classics.
Yes.
Like I didn't even give any indication to any kind of racial anything.
Look, if something bad happens in Tampa Bay, it's a black guy.
Brian was taught from an early age.
The more you know.
Brian was taught from an early age to sniff out the opposite color.
The opposite color?
Yeah, man. I just knew. Like, the crime...
For some reason, that wording just made it sound extra racist.
No, because if it was a white guy, he wouldn't have gotten into a car accident after. He would have, like, spent all week in that room, like, doing foul things. You'd been caught by, like, the neighbor knocking on the door. Like, that would have been the white guy crime.
He would have been caught for cheating on his taxes before.
No, not cheating on taxes. He would have done something so foul. Like, he'd been like, living with the body for, like, 3 or 4 days.
White guy usually, like, blows his brains out, too.
Well, he could Son of Sam it.
He's like, I can't believe I did that. I mean, suicide me.
One of the only ones we could go by is Chris Benoit, and that's an ugly
And he killed himself.
That's an ugly road to go down.
Do you guys think steroids would have anything to do with something like this? They gave no motive whatsoever.
No, I think it was failed powerbomb.
Failed powerbomb is the note.
He powerbombed her onto a knife.
She broke her back, and then he had to stab her to make it look like
maybe it was maybe it was like a Friday night, and he was like, he just took off his shoes. He's like, turn on TV, like TGIF, whatever. And she's like, yo, get dressed. We're going to dinner with our friends. And he's like, no!
He took the heel angle a little too far.
Yo, I will bet the farm that after he stabbed her, he did the spin-a-rooney.
I hope he did. Five times. That's how many times I stabbed you.
He was creative with hanging himself with his weight set. He's like, weight set, you are my only love.
Does it say why? How he got into the car accident, or just he got into a car accident?
Let's read the rest here. McGee is said to have stabbed his girlfriend at a Tampa apartment complex before his vehicle was seen by authorities, resulting in a three-agency pursuit that ended in an accident.
When they say three-agency, like besides the cops, like the FBI and CIA were on them?
DEA, I would assume because he's FBI. Black.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the EPA.
The NSA.
They're like, you're making a mess everywhere. MI6. Shit.
Yo, I think FEMA was on because this guy's a disaster.
Spetsnaz.
He's like, next time I think you'll have your half of the rent, bitch.
I think FEMA was on because this guy's a disaster.
It was the TSA. They were looking to pat him down.
Last paragraph here. The Florida Highway Patrol, Hillsborough Sheriff's deputies, and the Tampa Police Department.
All white guys.
They sound confident.
Yeah. Chase McGee to just over the Pasco County border before he crashed and sustained injuries requiring an overnight stay in a local hospital.
Does that change, like, the legality of it? It's like running from the cops, crossing borders.
How many suplexes did he hand out before he was subdued?
I hope he got out of that car and just started handing out Stone Cold Stunners.
Had a beer bash on top of his, like...
Like, punch his way through the window so you hear that nice glass break.
He's got to get the one cop at a time and just fucking the high suplex. You hang him high...
The jackhammer?
No.
The old school one?
The hanging suplex where you just walk him around a little bit, drop back.
He would get shot so fast.
It's time for a beer bash.
Could not resist that.
Your way would be cooler.
Bust out. Like, mm-hmm. Rock bottoms, the people's elbows, whatever he's got.
Cops wouldn't even know what to do. They'd be like, oh my God.
The cops would take a tiny ass little .22 and just pop it right through his head. It would, like, jello.
They'd be shocked. He would be getting
they would
all
be
over
shocked if he had a fucking, if he started handing out stunners, having a beer bash on top of the fucking local black and white.
He was actually driving a beer truck, and then he proceeded to hose down the cops.
Fixman Man came out and said, you're fired! And then stunners were handed out everywhere. Oh, fucking, the NWO came out.
If you done stabbed your girlfriend 6 or 7 times, give me a hell yeah!
He gave a beer to the arresting officer, cheers them, and then stunnered him. He fell for it. I don't know. It went fucking bonkers. All right, so what's the next one we got?
Thank you, Boba Fett.
Yeah, Class. Bottle openers on Boba Fett.
You already murdered that?
Lippy's drinking some questionable bullshit.
Yeah. He just got rubbing alcohol and started drinking it.
Isopropyl.
Whatever. All right. Here's the next one. Lippy, me and you talked about this before, and see if you could find the common thread here. It's not that hard. The derailed train in Spain.
That guy was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That shit was going 120.
Yeah.
You know how they caught him?
He was there at the scene.
Facebook.
He posted it to Facebook.
The conductor walked out of the wreck and was like, my B.
A rapper did Ryan Dunn did that too.
That is
same shit.
Quite possibly the only time you could, before you're about to do something really stupid or dangerous, you should post a hashtag selfie.
Hashtag selfie?
The only time that is acceptable. It's like, yo, hashtag selfie. I just stabbed this bitch in the face.
There was a guy, like, maybe like a year or so, or pretty recently, like some black rapper. I think his name, I forget his name. But he fucking was tweeting YOLO, and he fucking wrecked
YOLO.
The car. Doing like 120.
That's called poetic justice.
He killed five people.
Did he survive?
No.
Good.
It was a Lambo doing like one.
You only live once, yeah. YOLO.
No, excuse me. It was a Nissan Sentra. I take that back. I'm still on Ryan Dunn. It was a Sentra.
Irrelevant.
And we're talking about like some high-end, up-and-coming rapper and like driving a Sentra into a tree. Or I think it was a cement pylon or some shit.
The irony there is palpable. Anyway, back to the train. So, what the fuck was that?
My bad.
That's his phone.
I thought I was getting shot at by a laser.
It's the aliens. They've come for us.
I was like, you got sound effects too, Lippy?
It's fucking Flash Gordon.
It's still that fucking group text. Stop.
Ugh. If you do group text or group messages, kill yourself.
Seriously. I didn't even get text messages.
You're lucky.
I'm out the loop.
All right. So, well, he basically busted himself because before he was doing this, he was posting pictures and quotes on Facebook about how fast he was going to get this bitch running.
I'm going 120, LOL. Like
around a curve.
No, you have to say that in Spanish.
LA Jota.
El tiempo es muy grande.
Oh.
El Ciudad.
Well,
I'm just yelling out Spanish words I heard from FIFA.
In the city.
La la.
Goal.
Sopatoso. That's actually a hard hit shot.
Okay, I'm going to take your word on that.
Zapatos.
I asked someone who speaks Spanish. That's a hard hit.
Luke, don't you speak Spanish?
Don't fucking look at me for that shit. Don't the most Americanized Hispanic.
Don't profile the man.
All right.
You were talking about some Spanish voodoo magic where you stick a battery in the freezer and it works again.
Well, that's proven. It's been proven.
That's science.
That's voodoo.
That's
magic.
Science.
My family's Haitian. I believe in that voodoo shit because they do voodoo.
I don't know what you Spanish people believe in.
They put pins in little dolls, and then all of a sudden you have cancer.
Us God-fearing men don't believe in
one
religion.
Of your testicles shrinks to a smaller size than the other one.
Well, I mean, at least there's a couple of Gentiles in the room over here.
I'll do my Lou impression.
Love it. They really
my
do that all the time.
Thank you. I forgot I had that.
Yeah. Go to my dad's house. It's nothing. That's all you hear. That and Domino.
I was actually watching the Mexico play Panama in the Gold Cup this weekend. The Mexican national anthem is surprisingly, it went like, na 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 na.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
No, seriously, it's La Cucaracha.
Not surprisingly, the average height was 5'4".
I think it's actually called the Mexican hat dance.
And when they were going onto the field, they were taking off their janitor outfits. All right, enough of soccer. Back to this guy.
I forgot where we were. Oh, yeah. Jose Garzon Amo.
Garzon. That's like a...
Italian. That's not so much.
It's like a Telemundo
there's
name.
A lot of
Jose
like,
Garzon.
To be fair, there's a lot of like accent marks and squiggly lines over this thing, so I'm pretty sure it's Garzon.
Garzon.
So, yeah.
Squiggly lines.
Squiggly lines.
I don't know how to read this shit.
And then after he posted on the Facebook, wrecked the train, killed about 80 people, he posted an apology.
What is that?
That's so sincere.
That's
hashtag
good money.
We're sorry.
He wrote, we're only human. We're only human. I hope there are no dead because this will all fall on my conscience.
Hashtag YOLO.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to get laid.
That's what he should have said.
Came out and just said that. You and off the
hook. Don't even worry, bitches. I put this up on the internet.
He's going to get butt-fucked in jail.
What he should have done is taken the video and just added, you know, weird sound effects like, bonk.
The goofy.
We need sound effects when we got you guys.
That was wild.
We're regular Mel Blancs over here.
You said that so fancy. What? I would say Mel Blanc. Like Mel Blanc.
It is Mel Blanc.
I'm sure it is.
There's no NK.
B B-L-A-N-C.
C.
C?
Mm-hmm. All right, so next story.
Okay. Now, I guess you know where this one's going. There was a man in Australia who got banned from an entire chain of gyms for taking pictures of people he thought were funny, putting them on
Facebook.
Funny in what way?
I was going to say milk cartons.
Pretty much.
Look
was
at this
snapping
fat bitch on level one doing the elliptical.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
The example. Give her back. The example I saw was him snapping a photo with an iPad, so it's totally awkward looking.
Yeah, right.
You're taking
like holding a TV.
Why are you taking a picture of me with a 17-inch monitor?
No, I'm not. I'm
like
not.
You see him in his own photo,
and then everyone
in the
else
mirror
sees the same fucking video. Like shit. Like what's that guy doing?
All the people in the walking range behind him know what he's doing. The fucking screen's like 12 inches.
Extra clear high def too.
So what kind of people were you taking pictures of?
Well, the one example that they showed was him taking a picture of a particularly scrawny kid. Trying to lift.
What a pervert.
Ugly motherfucker.
To be fair, the kid's face was not in the photo, but
nerds.
He was trying to lift approximately 7 pounds and struggling.
That's heavy.
Nothing! You've got nothing! Nothing!
Yo, there was a guy at our Gold's Gym. He had to be like 80 years old, and he was doing like fucking shoulder presses of what would to us look like 245 pounds on an Olympic. But when you get closer, the big-ass weights are literally, like, plastic and made out of, like, foam or sand. So this 85-fucking-year-old man was literally just shoulder-pressing, like, 60 pounds.
Good for him.
Still impressive.
Like, his grandfather, like, does insane weight for a 70-something-year-old man.
Yeah, he did before he had a fucking aortic aneurysm. Now he can't fucking push himself.
It's a known fact. Cats has fucking problems with numbers. Known fact.
Known fact.
Known fact. All right.
All right. Here's an example of what he wrote, though. When this is the comedy gold this guy was coming up with as he's snapping these photos. So he's got this skinny guy, you know, curling 7 whole pounds. He writes, "Here we see the amazing chicken man. His 2% body fat is admired by bodybuilders and bulimic teenage girls alike." Not really funny.
I didn't even smile.
Guy's a douche.
He is a douche.
Australia. I mean, like in Australia, like I bet you that guy with the 2% body fat, like looks like Liam Hemsworth, like a totally gorgeous individual. Out. But like in Australia, he's whack.
Yeah. Like their standard of beauty,
bro. There's no fat people in Australia. There's not anyone without a 6-pack.
Yeah, you got to either be
exceptionally beautiful.
You got to either be exceptionally beautiful or from another country.
I know, dude. Apparently, England took all the good-looking people and let them get a tan because Australia is good-looking people.
And
I
they
swear.
Were all prisoners, so they're all jacked as fuck.
I know. They're just all upper body.
Here's why I think this is super dick, though. You're this skinny guy. You're like, hey, I think I'm going to get in shape. Take some guts to go to a gym.
Yeah.
It actually does.
Yeah, I could not imagine being like some tiny-ass little guy. Like it's like curling like 25 pounds.
If I don't work out for a few weeks and I go back,
yeah, Logan,
I get so self-conscious about everything I'm doing. Like this kid actually had to work up the balls to go, you know
how long it'll take a kid like that to even build muscle?
He should have gone to Planet Fitness where there's no lugs.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
It's funny because
I pick
guy,
it up and put it down.
As a fat guy,
they play those videos
opposite.
All day.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go. I'm going to sweat on those machines. You're going to watch me sweat on those machines.
Yo, that's the thing. You got to own it.
And you can suck me off two times, motherfucker.
You can get in line and fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Either in alphabetical or just line order. But as long as the outcome is you fuck yourself.
Yeah, take a number if you want.
Yeah, bro. Just get in line and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Well,
and
this
you can
guy.
Take your iPad and you can turn sideways. And sit on it,
who fucking works out with an iPad? It's like, hey, I'm going to go fucking work out.
Surprised.
Better bring my iPad.
I would like to bring an iPad because those fucking cardio exercises are brutally painful.
They got a TV on motherfucking things.
Yeah, but they show shit.
They show like all the major channels.
Ironically, all you could really watch is the Food Network when you're trying to drop a few pounds. Like you're on a fucking treadmill for an hour and you're like, those crab cakes look awesome.
I always see that show, The Chew.
Yeah, exactly.
Or hosted by Chewbacca.
or like Chopped or something. Yep. Or it's some horrible thing that makes you super hungry when you're trying to exercise.
I just pop on ESPN and watch like the highlights.
They have ESPN. They play that. I put things up and pick them up. You know, they play that.
Look.
Like, they have a whole bunch of different commercials that, you know, they just don't show on TV, but they have it beamed directly to Planet Fitness. Like, they have, like, a whole bunch of like super smoking hot chicks, and they're just going there like, that's hot in the locker room. That's hot. And there's like some just like regular girl, and she's just sitting there like watching these chicks go, that's hot.
They should throw everyone a curveball and just show hardcore porn on those things.
I would work out.
I would,
so much
pretty
more.
I would get. I mean, if you just got rid of that,
I would get porn. Sliced up, bro. Yeah, like in a month, I just they'd be like, "Yo, Katz, you just. I mean, you're looking great."
I'm
like,
living the gym.
They're showing porn in the fucking gym.
Please,
I don't know.
Please, within a, you wouldn't even bother. You just stay at home.
I wouldn't have enough blood to my brain at that point when I'm doing cardio.
Have you ever tried?
Porn is motivating.
Pass out.
Running with a hard on doesn't sound like fun.
No. But
a
like,
lot of chafing.
But no, no. Here's my point. Here's my point, though. It's like. I would stick around to see how everything ended. I'd be like, well, let me see where this is going.
Is it all a cream sudden, pie? Is
yeah,
it?
You'd be able to actually watch for the plot.
All of a sudden, he's super invested in the storyline.
I would be if I was sitting there isolated. Like, well, I'm walking and I'm running. And I'm like, well it's okay. I mean, that's good form right there.
Not
I mean,
for nothing, bro, but the plot of Backdoor Sluts 9, fucking Oscar worthy.
I was like, yo, I bet this pizza man's going to bang this chick.
I would definitely plug my headphones in and get the audio, bro. I wouldn't even have to watch it. I could watch sports and just with the audio. The audio is what is fucking motivating. You're like, yeah.
I do like to see a big fat set of titties.
Of course you do.
If I could see it, I would. Just sound gross.
God.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Yeah, it's like a boot stuck in mud, only wetter.
You hear the snap of the condom going on.
Oh, yeah, they fucking are like the rodeo style when they pull out that.
they know how to fucking give it a little pop.
I'm always impressed by that.
A little mushroom popper.
Pow! Like
it's like they pull that out like pulling a gun from a holster in a Western.
Well, I mean, if you've done it 1 million times.
Well, let's get back to the Facebook guy at the gym. Let's just find
out. He's a dick face.
Let's find out what happened to him. So after somebody posted the screen grab of his post to Reddit and 4chan, users really got on him and started tearing him a new one. And it didn't take long before someone got a hold of the guy's mom on the phone and told her about this little incident. I don't know how old he is. But he apparently lives with his mom.
I'd say between 20 and 30 because these assholes do not make it past 30.
Probably.
I've noticed
he's probably sitting there.
It's like 21 to 29.
You couldn't tell
olds.
In the picture, but he was definitely young.
Well, that guy's probably sitting there judging that like scrawny kid, and this guy makes like $23,000 a year. It's like,
works at Burger King.
Well, these last three sentences are what makes it super funny to me. The response was swift and permanent. In a follow-up post, the man revealed that his mom had subsequently called the gym owner and gotten him banned from the entire chain. She also cut him off financially, and he wrote, quote, "The owner called me personally to tell me I'm a piece of shit."
He must have put some hateful shit up.
He must
not
have
just
put
like
some
the
like,
little scrawny kid.
Get out of there!
Reddit doesn't fuck around. God help you if
you get on the bad side of Reddit.
Shit gets up there.
What the hell is Reddit?
Reddit's awesome.
What is Reddit? I never heard of it.
Is that like how they have like the fucking all the fucking child molester shit on? And you're like a little red dot.
No,
just
no,
like,
that's
you're
not.
You're an asshole.
Reddit
little
is
red dot.
Reddit's
you should
kind
be
of a social media type of site where you post pretty much whatever you want.
If you're still one of those douchebags from high school and you post something on the internet, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Reddit is filled with righteous indignation, and they will take you down if
so
you
I'll,
fuck with
I'll
them.
Just do like anti-Christian shit and like start seeing how many followers
oh, they're
hate me.
Follow the subreddit r/atheism. Nobody's going to hate on you. It's like one of the more powerful subreddits.
There will be people that hate on you, but they'll be like, take your shit to our atheist, bro.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You've spent time there, Ken. I can tell.
I've been on Reddit in my day.
He's the one, this fucking Pope motherfucker.
I know a thing or two about being a Redditor.
Reddit's actually where I get most of these stupid people stories.
Reddit's fantastic.
Do.
I got to see this website.
Check
then.
Out subreddit News of the Stupid.
News of the Stupid.
RTPB, that's where it's at.
Are they all generally sent in Florida? Florida and Texas?
Oh, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. It's mostly Florida. Well, that's it for the news. So let's review what we've heard.
No. I think we should do stupid people and then do all those. All
right. Well, the stupid people aren't related to the news in any
but way. I'm saying if we play the hashtag.
Okay. All right. We'll go through them all at once.
It's like a double gift. I keep forgetting that you do like news and they're all dumbasses, and then we get to actual.
I thought of combining them today. Honestly,
was
I like the differentiation.
I'm sorry out there in radio land, but we're trying to decipher when we do it. I think we should do news and then stupid people and then the hashtag the new game. All right.
Fair enough.
So. Stupid people.
All right, so our first stupid person. Have you ever heard the quote, it's in all the movies, like, you shouldn't bring a knife to a gunfight?
Sure.
Well, our first guy
is... The pen is mightier than the sword.
This guy is super guilty of that in probably the most embarrassing way ever. This dude, Derek Mosley, 22 years old.
See, not making it to 30.
Yeah, that's a good point. He decided to commit a robbery with a knife and a gun. The problem is, the place he decided to rob was Discount Gun Sales.
Bad move.
Guy jumped on the counter and was just like, whatever, click, click.
That's not a knife.
Apparently, he walked in with the knife and the bat, and within seconds, the owner of the store had pulled a couple guns on him. He reached for a gun and was quickly subdued.
Switch. I'm surprised.
Subdued by a bullet? Fucking,
yeah.
I wish.
Fatally.
Don't rob a gun store with a knife.
Don't rob a gun store.
Oh, you can rob a gun store. Just bring a lot of guns.
Nah, like, rob other stores and go buy guns.
The dollar store next door.
Just
to
rob
the gun store.
Someplace that isn't fully armed.
Rob someplace that probably makes a lot of money that instead of
Salvation
during
Army.
The robbery, he made a lunge to grab a gun. They're not loaded.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
They're not fucking loaded, dummy.
Well, there's a ton of ammo on
I'm
the shelf,
I'm going to throw this
bro.
Bullet at you.
Like, he's going to have time to grab a gun, load it, while the guy behind the counter is pulling a fucking sawed off from underneath the counter.
Yo, you go to Myrtle Beach, those
you would
guys
also need
have
to cut
guns
the safety
to,
off.
At their side.
You got to have a real fucking sense of
they
power.
They got those, like, safety tags, too. You definitely have to cut that bitch off. I don't know how easy that is.
Well, he didn't really...
It's not like you could pick a gun up off the shelf in a gun store and fire it.
I could hit him with it.
Part of the plan.
Hopefully he was going to swing it like a fucking bludgeon.
Well, the Joker would have done that with the knife, and he would have fucking succeeded.
But he would have succeeded.
The Joker would have been like, ah, what's this one? Nah, come closer. Come right up in the neck, bro. Just
how about a magic trick?
I got a ton of those. Yeah, so he's arrested. That's it.
Of course he is.
That's it.
Not dead? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
No,
he got off easy.
He didn't get fatally subdued?
Officer, this guy got in the way of my bullets.
Not even a taser.
I'm trying to find out where this guy's from, and I can't find it.
Florida.
Nah, he's definitely from the north. He's not from a gun-wielding state.
Nah,
If
it was a southern state, he would have been fucking carried him out.
He's from Switchblade, Connecticut.
The mean streets of Switchblade, Connecticut.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
I named my new fantasy football team Hernandez 187. It's a sweet name.
I don't follow this.
He committed murders.
Okay. He's that guy.
The
football player.
Plenty of murders.
Don't they all commit murders? Every time I turn on the news, like some football player killing
It's like
somebody.
Him and Ray Carruth.
We're not talking about like drunk Ray. Driving. We're talking about like
talking stabbing people.
Murder one dude.
Bringing guns.
Premeditated.
Strahan doesn't murder. Strahan does daytime good morning TV.
He's teamed up with Kelly Ripa. He's harmless.
Right now, the rest of the table is just yelling out football players they know.
Yeah, that's the only name I know.
Peyton Manning.
Shahi.
Strahan murders Little Blondwin.
Emmett Smith.
Nightly.
Who knows?
He murders the dance
Patrick
floor.
Patrick Ewing. That's relevant, right?
He murders the mirror.
Patrick Ewing.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
He murders the paint.
He never did nothing.
I just pull the names.
He murders the paint.
Yeah, and the boards.
Yeah.
Why are we talking sports? Save it for disenfranchised.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Save it I for don't know.
All right, so next story. What's the next two people?
Okay, we got a young lady. Well, not a young lady. She's 46 years old.
An old lady.
We got an old lady.
She's trying to spice things up in the bedroom, so to speak, but outside the bedroom. You know what? I'm just going to give... Yeah, poking the whisker.
Poking the whisker.
I'm going to give you guys the headline here, because it basically sums it up. Naked woman gets head stuck in staircase handrail. Boyfriend flees.
Yes!
She was going for the choking.
Get the head out of there!
That's like Lock, Stock style, bro.
This one captured my imagination so well. Like, I didn't know what to make of it. There's no story here. They were
was it her house?
Outside, and she got her head stuck in a fucking stair rail, and he ran away.
Was it her house?
I don't know.
They were having colonial sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A 46-year-old woman from Lipetsk, Russia. So this is fucking crazy-ass Russia.
So it's ice cold out there.
Yeah. Was found naked outside her apartment by a neighbor with her head stuck in a staircase handrail.
I don't think the boyfriend's getting a second
The boyfriend
date.
Couldn't kick out the fucking rail?
That guy didn't need a
he's
second
a, he's didn't a, give a shit, dude.
She's that like, skinny guy from the gym.
She's like, I'm stuck. He's like, stop squirming.
She's like, I'm stuck. He's like, I'm
she's
done.
Like, I'm done.
See ya.
Yeah.
That's fucking teamwork.
Like, I just came inside. You're sorry.
Call me. Peace.
That sucks.
Don't freeze to death, bitch.
Yeah, so exactly. It's fucking rushed. I mean, that had to be brutal. Why would you fucking go out? How the hell did it happen? How do you get your head stuck?
How does it sound?
He was definitely fucking railing that booty from behind.
Did he just give her like such a good oomph that she just went like a cartoon just went like popped right through and got her head stuck?
He didn't even do the cartoon like get the butter.
I've seen dogs do that before, like get their head stuck between the like
stupid ass dogs.
Any idiot in the world can fucking bend two bars too. Like you can get that head right out. That guy,
you kicked the fucking post out.
Yeah, that guy left her intentionally.
It's like, baby, it's over.
Yeah. It's maybe a bad time to mention it, but I'm leaving you.
Like a
and
piece
I stole
of fucking
your purse.
and I
choked your cat out.
I thought it'd be closer to our relationship.
I buried your cat in the snow because of Russia. That's how they do.
Yeah, that warm feeling's not me. That's your cat.
What if she got her head stuck in the railing before like they started banging? He was just all
we
like,
have to finish.
He was just, no, before they started banging, he was all like, hey.
How do you get the shirt off?
It's like, this is our first date. It's like, it's my last date, baby.
He was heard fleeing through the streets going.
So this bitch is alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
It's not a deathly thing to get your head stuck like a dick.
She did not die of embarrassment.
In fucking Russia. Cold ass Russia.
She does not have her pride.
She's dead on the inside.
I'm sure the police... Russian police found her going like, little help.
I've seen this before. She's known as the Bannister floozy.
They're like, ah, you again.
Hashtag tuna frostbite.
Tuna frostbite.
Save your hashtags, buddy.
We're getting that. All right. So
we got our dumbest person of the week. This is my personal favorite. This takes us to Virginia. A guy named Jay Riley. He was watching porn. He's 21
black?
Years old.
Sounds smart to me.
I do not know. There's no photo associated. Actually, I saw the photo earlier. White guy.
I'm just thinking. Nah, like Irish names with fucking black guys.
Libby, if you want to know if he's black or not, you come to me. All right? I'll tell you. The last guy's name was McGee. I was like, guy's black.
I believe Kat's over those sources. He's definitely black this time.
I didn't need a picture.
I'm
I'll
just
going
to imagine that.
I'll tell you of the act. Watching porn. That's universal.
Let's get to the good part.
All right, this is the good part.
All right, so this guy was watching porn, minding his own business, popped up on his screen, an FBI warning saying, you're in trouble. We've seen what you've been watching. And he got a little freaked out. And he's like, I did nothing wrong. So he packed up his computer. He brought it down to the local police station and said, I've been summoned here by the FBI. Not realizing that the FBI message was just part of a virus that he
pop got. Up.
When the police searched his computer... Child porn. Massive amount.
How are you
going to
just hand them the evidence?
Police say they searched the computer and found inappropriate messages and photos of underage girls. According to police, one girl was a 13-year-old.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boy.
Irrelevant. 3 counts of possession of child pornography, 1 count of using a communication device to solicit certain offenses involving children, and 1 count of indecent liberties with a minor.
How do all these people have all this child pornography on their computers?
Where does it come from?
The internet.
Yeah.
Like, the internet doesn't just make this stuff.
I bet
like
Google.
A sleazy guy like videotaping.
This guy was clearly chatting up a 13-year-old girl online and probably was like trading pictures.
What's up, baby?
She's a balloon popper.
Maybe some webcam bullshit or something like that.
Yo, man, I got my dad's Fiera, bro. You want to go out?
There
I'll take a check.
There's somebody out there taking naked pictures of fucking kids.
Chuck E. Cheese, baby.
That's foul. You're a foul human being. If you're listening to this, fucking off yourself.
Yeah, dude. Yep. I have no time for child like pedophilia or pornography. It's the worst.
I'm just in love with the concept of this guy getting a virus that's like FBI warning.
They should send that out to everybody in America.
Let's do this. Let's like, just start flashing that.
Where is Reddit? You should put that up on Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit.
The Redditors would take care of that.
They actually would. They helped out like, you know, Occupy Wall Street and shit.
Let's end fucking...
What the fuck was that all about? I feel like it was just...
I bet you it was about occupying Wall Street.
Like, let's camp out in Wall Street. And
touching underage
drugs.
Kids once and for all with one full sweep of this crazy virus that summoned you to the police station. I bet you a lot of people are dumb enough to go down there.
Oh, yeah. It's the old Simpsons joke.
Let's see what you got down
where
there.
Where it's like they get all the troublemaking kids into go to the principal's office by promise of a free dirt bike.
Absolutely.
I'd go for the dirt bike.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would.
Why
I'd
wouldn't
be
you?
Into that
yeah,
right
but
away.
You'd bring your computer down with this FBI warning too.
Yeah.
I was summoned by FBI.
I got an FBI warning on my screen.
Got an FBI warning on my screen. There's child pornography computer. You're under arrest there.
As soon as I got an FBI warning, like, we're summoning you down to the police office. I'd like that shit right on fire.
They would take my computer and be like, damn, I didn't know titties grew that big.
No, they'd be like, you've got a weird BBW fetish, bro. Half the porn chicks you talk about that I subsequently look up, I'm like, what?
I like really large tits. Like, if they're the size
and
of my
everything
head
else.
And better, they don't have to be BBWs. They could just, as long as the tit size is like in the triple digits.
Boom! Yummy!
Like, I'm not...
That is one big pile of shit.
I'm not a professional here, so I don't have a law degree, so I don't know, like, the legalities of, like, how dirty it has to be before it becomes illegal, so, like, I don't know.
I think if you're in the mud, it's illegal.
Dirty's fine?
Dirty's fine. You can't do, you know, like, child or animal porn.
Child, animal, that's it?
I think that's it.
Everything else is good to go?
I'd rather... I would live with animal porn more than child pornography.
I'm fine, then.
I don't think either of them classify as okay.
No, child pornography is like the worst thing you could possibly do in my eyes. Like,
I tend to agree with that.
Nah, I'm gonna
look.
I'm
not saying go fuck a horse, but you know, if a horse needs some love, a horse needs some love, guys. Like,
I'm gonna go with full out like molestation is definitely worse. Like, touching a kid is fucking definitely worse than taking a picture of him.
It's all the same group.
It's all
thing.
Group.
No, I feel you. I feel you. It is worse, but I definitely. If you fucking mess around with a child like that, in my eyes, you're just the worst.
If you're taking pictures, how far away from are
right.
you really?
They're not going to stop at the
we
pictures.
Should, yeah. I mean, that, like, the penalty for this should not be jail. Like, jail is not
no, my old standby, chemical castration.
Fuck chemical castration. You just get the whooping, bro.
What
just
about
fucking cut off any ability. I heard from people that when they throw you in jail and you are like a pedophile like that.
Oh, you get
they the no no not even ass rape. The cops come in and they say like they give a code word like, yo, this guy's this. They throw you into the cell.
That's not brutal enough.
And they just whoop the shit out of you.
They should lock you up and like jury duty. They should fucking summon every able-bodied man and every single night. This guy should be beat until
pineapple up the ass.
Until like you're tired. Like,
I mean, give us something. Like, that is just fucked up.
He should be beat up until you're tired. Until like, like, oh,
until the guy getting beat up is tired.
No, until the guy beating him up is tired. He's just like, ah, oh, fuck.
I'm
beating you up tonight, bro.
Next shift.
All right, so next story.
Like, they should carry those guys out in buckets, man.
I completely agree.
Yeah, worst thing
to
do.
There's not a penalty fucking strict enough for that.
And it's just nice to know that they're dumb enough to be turning themselves in.
I'm shocked.
At least a select.
I'm shocked that if you have something foul on your computer like that, you'll do as a guy kind of did it as a joke. It was just like, oh, well, I got something here by the FBI. It's like, you got child porn on your computer, bro. You're under arrest. Like,
yeah,
twice.
Like,
we're going to arrest you. We're gonna fucking let you go. And they're going to beat you over the head and then arrest you again.
Keep fucking bringing your shit down and fucking giving it to the police and turn yourself in, please.
Snitch on yourself, because I don't recommend snitching, but if you're going to snitch on yourself, then that's your own problem.
Which is actually the, as we go into our hashtag game, that is actually the running theme for all these stories. Well, most of these stories are running people snitching on themselves via social media. I love it.
Some cop got a promotion off that. They're like, good job, excellent police work.
Right. I don't believe in snitching. I think that...
but if you do it to yourself.
No, we should handle this throughout society, like... I don't know. Take these little fuckers down.
Like militia
vigilante
with
style.
With that in mind, let's play the hashtag game.
Sure. Says the Pope.
Hashtag!
Jesus Christ.
Rock lobster.
Now, Brian, you conceived of this whole concept, so...
I did.
Why don't you explain it?
All right, basically the gist is we're going to give all the previous headlines in the news and stupid people, and as in Twitter, we're going to hashtag a line and try to be funny or, you know, out of the ordinary, and Pete's going to rate us on our lines.
So
at the end of it, he's just going to declare a winner.
So are we going to do one for each news story, or are we going to give a bulk one for all of them?
No, it's going to be one for each.
Yeah,
no,
read the headlines.
You're going to read all the news stories, and then you're just going to declare a winner.
Okay, so start thinking now. I'll read them all once, and then we'll do them one at a time. All
right, and then do Serpentine. Go Lippy, Lou, and then Lou, Lippy, like that.
Okay, all right. So we got former pro wrestler arrested in fatal stabbing of girlfriend after posting picture on Facebook. We got driver of derailed train.
Well, no, just do one at a time. Do like the first one.
Well, I'm refreshing your memories. All right. Driver of derailed train boasted on Facebook about going really fast. Internet gets man banned from gym chain for mocking members on Facebook. Police say man tried to rob gun store with a knife. Naked woman get head stuck in staircase rail. Boyfriend flees. And man arrested after asking police if he had warrants on file for child porn.
All right.
So starting with the first one, former pro wrestler arrested in fatal stabbing of girlfriend after posting pictures to Facebook.
Hashtag bitch shouldn't been using my weights. Hashtag LOL.
Hashtag okay.
Kenny?
Hashtag I should have suplexed her.
Hashtag laying the smack down on that candy ass.
Lou?
Hashtag spinneroony.
I think the winner is clear on that one, Lou. Thank you. See, that's what I'm talking. That's creativity. Hashtag spinneroony. Next, driver of derailed train boasts on Facebook about going really fast. Lippy?
No, you go Lou.
Oh, now we're going the opposite way. Okay. So, all right. Start with Lou.
So I'll say hashtag ay, 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 ay.
Hashtag going off the rails of a crazy train.
Ooh, good one.
Like hashtag drunk driving is coolest.
Lippy? Hashtag I should have been a pilot.
I gotta give that one to Lippy. Although Lou gets points. All right, next one. The gym guy. Gym guy posts about mocking other gym members on Facebook. Lippy to you.
Hashtag I'm smaller than the scrawny chicken guy.
Ken?
Hashtag not buff enough.
Right.
Hashtag undercover small dick.
Lou?
I don't fucking know. I think undercover small
dick. I'm giving
dick
that one to Brian.
Yeah.
Undercover small dick wins.
wins all the time.
That's a losing hand in rock, paper, scissors. You throw out the small dick. Undercover rock, small dick. Scissors, and paper all beat it.
All right. How about this one? The guy who tried to rob the gun store with a knife. We go Lou.
No, let's go Ken first.
Let's switch. I'm going to point to you randomly, okay? So Ken starts.
Hashtag just like a guinea.
Hashtag bro.
Hashtag, can I get ammo for this 22?
Lippy?
Hashtag, I'm going to throw this bullet at you.
And Lou?
Hashtag, I'm going to throw this bullet at you.
I felt those were all kind of weak.
Yeah.
No love for the Sean Connery reference?
Well, what do you
give
got?
It to me again? Give
just
me.
Like a getting to bring a gun to a knife fight?
I got
to
go with
a
it.
A knife to a gun all fight? Right.
Ken wins that Come round. On. Ken wins
The Untouchables?
That
I saw Lou have this face on like that. That's racist. Face. Just like shocked.
I just didn't realize it was a reference. I was just like, why did he bring out the guineas?
The guineas.
Hate those guineas.
Strangely enough, though, you said guinea. I point right to Brian. All right, the woman who got her head stuck in the staircase handrail. Let's go Lou first. I threw
hashtag
your bone last time.
Ass-mazing.
Ass mate. Lippy.
Hashtag, yo, your shit's loose.
Shit's loose. Go to Brian.
Hashtag from Russia with love.
Nice. Oh, shit.
And Ken.
Hashtag great start, terrible finish.
Ooh, that's a good one from both of you. I'm going to go Brian on that one.
I wonder if she actually got satisfied at the end of
that. I'm sure she wasn't.
Did she finish?
I'm sure she wasn't that satisfied. She's like... She was like that bitch in fucking A Christmas Story. She's like, oh, get the teacher. It's like, sorry, bitch, I'm done.
The guy was like, a squirter. I have to go.
I dare you to stick your puss on the pole. All
right, you guys ready for the last one?
Last one.
Okay, this is the child pornography guy. Mm-hmm. Let's do the standard order. Let's go back to Lippy.
Hashtag, how too much is too young?
To Kent.
Hashtag, never trust a stoolie.
To Brian.
Hashtag, kid sister.
Kid sister?
And
hashtag little diddler.
I like that
sweet
one.
Right. Hashtag sweet Lou.
Okay. We're not doing any diddling of little kids here.
So I'm going to give out the scores. Lippy had 1 point. Ken had 1 point. Brian Measly. Had 2 points. Lou, now after that round, has 3. Lou is our winner for today.
Ooh. Congratulations, Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Bravo, Lou.
I retire with my 1 point.
That was.
Do you want to do a little?
Yeah. Speaking of Lou, let's do Lou's little piece here. We're going to do a hypothetical Lou.
He said he had a little piece.
L-L-L-L-O-O-U-U-U. Hypothetical Lou.
Now, Lou's name is misspelled in that song.
He's a man of many letters, I say.
Oh, Christ. Lou spells his name L-U. For the record.
Like an Asian?
But, but that makes me...
Starring a... Bruce Liu.
Liu's his last name, you fucking racist.
So is Bruce Lee's.
Liu's dad is fucking Asian.
I know, but I'm saying, like, that's how that's how the fake Lee's used to spell it. When Bruce Lee died, you see, like, on a box.
He doesn't honor his ancestors.
No, they didn't try to sell movies. They're like, starring Bruce Lee, like... L-I-E or L-U-E, like...
Leave it to Brian to cover his tracks of his fuck-up sure. with this racism.
It's not fuck... Oh, no, I fucked up. Dude, like, why do you spell your name like L-U? Like, it's fucking stupid.
That's just the Hispanic...
His full name is L-U-I-S.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
L-U-I-S? Yeah. You've got an O there, buddy. Like, there's most certainly an O in there.
All right. Lou, why don't you give us what you got?
All right, this one... This one's a pretty common one. Everyone's done it before. I figure let's all do it here. What celebrity or just public figure would you off if you could have the chance?
This is just an offing thing.
Yeah.
Done.
Sandler.
I don't even have to think.
Lip?
Me? I don't know. I wouldn't off anyone.
Ken.
Lippy obviously loses.
We're going to go back to you, Lippy. Come up with an answer.
I don't know if I should answer due to the fact that God might be listening and strike this person down right now. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Just give us a hint, something to work with here.
Ah, terrible person.
A terrible person.
Yeah, more British.
So it's Sandler too.
British.
Oh, British. Fuck.
Hugh Grant.
I'm not going to
come on.
Ricky
it's
Hatton.
Not Hugh Grant. No, Ricky Hatton's already dead.
How about this? How about we change the word off to
Smite.
Smite.
How about fucking... Alright. Fuck it. That stupid English guy from fucking... What's his name? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. Oh, he's gotta go.
Oh my god, that was mine.
Strike. Really?
Oh, I would
strike
off the Kardashians.
Down. Thank you, Libby.
I would
okay.
off the Kardashians.
No, these are all really strong contenders.
All
saying,
three
like,
of them.
Jerk them off? Or
four of them. Five of them.
What
How
are you saying there? You
no,
get
like,
them off?
Alright, well, you actually did take mine. Because he let go of those big titties, and I just can't agree with
I'd
that.
Also get off
yeah, that's,
on
he's
the
a terrible person.
Brian, you want to try to pull
Mine would be M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Just because that now he's all right, beyond directing movies, he's into sneaking into directing movies where you didn't even know he directed them.
I have no more tweets.
It's like Will Smith and Jaden Smith in After Earth. Directed by
that movie.
I don't know. I liked it better when his name was plastered on
yeah,
there.
It's like, oh, avoid that shit.
Exactly. Now he's being all sneaky and shit.
In this movie, the grass is going to kill people.
What the twist?
What about you, Berg?
I gave mine.
Well, yeah. Oh, Sandler, I forgot about that.
I'm going to say, you know, it would have been Nick Cage like a year ago.
He's great.
But Channing Tatum.
Saw that coming.
I would also do a Bieber.
Actually, you know, I'm going to change my Taylor Lautner.
The Twilight Kid?
Awful.
The Wolf Boy?
He's a cardboard cutout of a person.
Anyone
really
from the Twilight Zone.
How could he... He's like an Abercrombie fucking model that, like, reached too high. How could you hate him?
How could I hate him?
That's like a good luck story.
My name's Tara Lautner.
He's obviously fucking...
I'm in movies.
He's obviously simple.
Matt Damon.
I'm a wolf.
He's obviously like a simple kid. He has problems. He worked out a lot. He's in movies.
Look,
like,
I'm not... You know, all right. I agree with you, Ken. I shouldn't make fun of the retarded like that. All right, so I'm going back to M.I. Shyamalan.
Now, I got to ask, go. Lou.
Keep him.
I know you've explained this to me before. You've explained this on air before, but why the Tatum hate?
He's just a movie killer.
I like
He's
him.
Not that bad.
21 Jump Street was great.
Some good movies.
So
21 Jump Street.
This is the
other
end?
Than that.
This
that
is the
awesome
end?
Too.
This
but
is
he
is
a
big
wasn't
part
really
of
a character.
He's a cameo. He's a cameo in that movie.
G.I. Joe was good.
Not
G.I. Joe was not good.
No. That second one was a piece of shit.
G.I. Joe was terrible, actually.
I mean, besides those three movies, what other movies he been in?
I don't know.
He's been in a shit.
Magic Mike.
I doubt any of us will raise.
All the
our
girls
hand.
Love that shit.
All the girls love it. I
actually
Will,
thought it was kind
if
of
you
fun.
Were fucking, if you played for the other team, you'd probably fucking love that movie too. Don't
no,
even lie.
No,
don't even lie like you always do, Lou.
No.
Don't even lie like you always do.
You would dip your bread in his abs.
He's cross-eyed.
Right, listen, guy. If next week we'll do hypothetical, who would you go gay for? And I'll pick somebody.
Boom!
But it's not going to be.
Wait a minute. Let's go this route right now.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Why
we,
not?
We got a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Starting with you, Lou.
Go gay for...
another hypothetical, Lou.
Oh. No, what are we doing? We're doing...
Hypothetical.
Let's hear the song.
Alright, oh, guy.
You.
Alright, I don't know.
Wait, what are we doing here, though? We going like...
Who we going gay for?
Am I marrying this guy, or is it like a one-night
No, who are you just going to go gay for the first
this
time you go gay?
Is this just primal fucking, or what? Like, what's our frame of... Is this a fuck?
No, you don't have a little love nest. It's who you going to fuck.
Whatever you want to do. If you have, like, this guy in mind that you would really, you know, cuddle up with, pick him.
The answer really depends.
Yeah.
All right, so Lou, start it off then, my friend.
I can't believe I'm actually thinking about this.
Right? I know, right?
I guess it would have to be, like, Sawyer of Lost.
He is Southern and beautiful, I guess.
he's a handsome dude.
Let's pick one at random. Pick one at random.
Pauly Shore, because he looks enough like a chick.
So he's slumming it. Lippy's slumming it.
I would go Bieber.
You'd fuck Bieber?
Because obviously he's the top. Yeah. Ken's the top. He's delivering the dick.
You'd show him the meaning of swag.
Like, yeah, Bieber Berg. Would probably like it.
Did you hear the swag thing? He's always talking about swag.
He'd probably give me a couple bucks afterwards.
I was actually going to say Bruce Willis because he's a take control type of guy.
You take control of your buddy. Your butt.
Lippy doesn't mind being a little spoon.
No, but the thing with Bieber, somebody actually like found out the origin of the word swag, which is what he's always talking about. I got swag. I got swaggy.
Was it Soldier Boy?
No, it commercial. Actually was an old school term for secretly we are gay, and it was used for underground gay fucking.
I no longer have
Are you
swag.
Sure it wasn't Soldier Boy who's like, turn my swag on?
No, he just co-opted it into his
he
own
might
shit.
Be, he might be into that stuff, too. Listen, there's no problem with that. Like,
yo, Burks, what about you?
You want to tag team Biebs with me?
Eiffel Tower.
High-fiving over him?
Eiffel Tower.
Make that boy airtight.
Airtight?
I would probably go
Tatum.
The who?
Tatum.
The who?
Just to piss off Lou, I might go. No, I go Superman. The Superman dude.
The fictitious.
No, the guy in the movie.
Henry Cavill.
Because when he ran out of the water, even I had to admire that dude's physique.
Is he wearing the costume?
Yeah, why not? All
right. All right. Well, I guess mine. Like, I'm gonna sound really gay saying this, but it'd be George Michael because I would have mind blowing gay sex with that guy. Like, he's like, sucking dicks in bathrooms. Like, this guy's down.
Yeah. Gotta have faith guy.
Yeah. Yo, gotta have faith.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you see the ICP show? And they were talking about how he had the perfect ass.
Yeah.
And he's like, I would touch and caress his ass. I would slowly kiss his ear while holding that perfect ass.
He would teach you a thing or two about your sexuality, bro.
He would. He'd be like, yo, you thought girls sucked that good?
That would be a bad choice for you. Cause
he'd be doing it with a heroin needle in his arm, no?
Hey, look, man, heroin's is fucking... I mean, it's crazy, bro.
I think you might be making a mistake, though, because after my one night with Bieber, I'm going to go back to women. Like, you might see some place that you fucking never knew existed. You might be tapping on feet in bathroom stalls and shit.
Look, he may turn me. That's why I want to have the mind-blowing sex with fucking that guy. Like, you're going to have some lame-o, like kid brother sex with fucking Justin Bieber. Like we're going to have beautiful gay love. Me and fucking...
This is officially the gayest episode. Yeah.
I would do it with Cher's son/daughter.
Oh, that's
Chaz
cheap.
That's
Bono. Shabazz Bono?
Shabazz.
Chaz Bono.
Deep down, that bitch is up.
You already said you'd want Bruce Willis to cuddle
literally,
you.
If you gave me a choice... Literally, if you gave me a choice, either Chaz Bono or fucking George Michael, I would pick George Michael on every day of the week.
He has the perfect ass.
At least I'm banging a hot gay guy instead of a whatever
I
thing
really,
that is.
I really, by the way, love the passion in this room about defending your choices.
You made us think about it.
George Michael's probably does fucking mad drugs, too, so he'd probably be fun to chill with, like on an everyday basis.
Bro!
He'd wake up,
you're going to get fuck me in the ass?
Yeah, he'd be like, listen, you pour some wine, I'm going to chop up this coke, fucking we'll roll a joint afterwards, we'll walk down and chill in the
He probably throwing a fat rail off my cock, I do one off of his, we bang, like it'd be great.
He'd walk right up to you, I think it would be nice. If I could touch your body.
Oh, thank you, George.
Oh, man.
Gotta have a faith.
Let's move. Thank you, Lou.
Fred Durst pops in real quick going, and then
get out of here, Fred Durst, you bald motherfucker.
Yeah.
Take off the red hat.
Thank you, Lou, for bringing this show into undiscovered territory.
No, I appreciate it, Lou. That was a really funny segment.
That was an
that
interesting one.
You guys will never get those words back either.
No. All the gay guys are offended. Like, I would do Johnny Depp.
Well, whatever. Superman, call me.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's got to clean his fingernails before he gets some of this, bro.
Isn't Johnny Depp like the male Helena Bonham Carter?
Pretty much.
I think Helena Bonham Carter was the female Johnny Depp. Right. All right.
They look perfectly similar to me.
All right, so what's next?
Let's do a little price of admission.
Price of admission. An oldie but a goodie.
All right, we got two big movies coming out this week. We'll start with this one, The To-Do List.
Is that with that chick from...
starring Aubrey Plaza.
She's from that TV show, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
She's
amazing. I'm a low. Like, she is not my type, but she's kind of my type.
She's kind of cute.
She's kind of cute.
She has her moments where she looks cute, and then there are other times where she looks like a witch.
Get on the mic there, buddy.
Looks like a witch.
I think she's kind of sexy. I don't know. That's just me.
She's not sexy, but she can get it. Right? She definitely can get it.
She's got a little bit of like a nerd
appeal.
She's
probably got an ass.
Nerd appeal. I think that's it.
Nerd appeal. She's definitely nerd appealish.
Yeah.
Don't know her.
Do you ever watch Park and Recreation?
Nah.
You ever see Safety Not Guaranteed?
I've never even heard of that.
She's a really thin bitch.
No, I don't like that.
Black hair.
I need a little bit of curve.
She doesn't have a whole lot.
She definitely, you know what she kind of looks like? A good looking version of Fairuza Balk.
Are you making up
what
name?
I don't see that. I don't see that.
A good-looking version
bit.
Of her?
I don't see that one bit.
Then you're fucking blind.
Fairuza Balk?
Fairuza Balk. A good-looking version of her.
She looked like a goblin.
I'm saying a good-looking version.
You could say any woman's a good-looking version of her.
No, we can't.
She's a horrible-looking
like
version.
She has the body. She's the same body type, same hair color, same eye color. Just she's good-looking.
Regardless. All right. This movie, it's basically her crossing off. I'm guessing she's in high school going into college. She's a virgin in the movie. She's trying to cross off every sexual thing on her list.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Like, is it just me, or is like the whole being a virgin thing boring to everybody?
It's been done, right? It's American Pie with a chick.
Bored of.
I like hoes. To be honest with you, it'd be a much better story if she was a total hoe, and that was the story. Like, there was no check off list. She was just a hoe.
That sounds boring.
Oh, well, Lindsay Lohan's actually coming out with a movie like that.
I'd rather see Lindsay Lohan's flick.
I wouldn't. She looks like a fucking corpse.
Bro, she can get it still to this day.
Yeah, she can definitely get it.
She definitely got it.
Lesbian, good. Not
she,
lesbian.
She lives around here now. So
she's go. Yo, it's in the realm of possibility. She's going out east to the rehab clinic that's in like the Hamptons.
I saw some shit in the paper that she's like, you know, I'm Long Island.
It's not great news, but back when I worked at Kinko's.
I worked at Kinko's too!
The family
I'm sorry.
Was at this Kinko's right up the road making copies and shit.
Making the copies.
Making the copies.
So if you guys want to be amazed, now would be the...
Wait, which Kinko's?
That would be the...
Right on 110, right up here.
Oh, okay. I was at the one on 111.
Yeah.
She had she made a lot of flyers for her snatch being open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Grand opening of the snatch.
All right, this movie... I'd
like 400 copies, collated, double stapled, and...
On goldenrod, please. Yeah. All right, this movie's starting at Rotten Tomatoes 56%.
That's almost fresh, but it's
almost
rotten.
Fresh. And it's directed by Maggie Carey, who has no credits to her name yet. First time director. The only thing I could find on her is she's married to Bill Hader from SNL, who's also in the movie.
I really think that this is going to be a pretty sweet movie. I'm just not going to see it in the theater.
You like these type of movies.
I do like these movies.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's right up your alley.
I'm going to see it on DVD.
What movie?
It's called The To-Do List.
Oh, yeah.
If one of you guys buys a ticket and goes in the movie theater and opens the back door for me and I can sneak in, I'll watch it in the theater.
I'll just wait till it's streaming.
You know what? It's not going to get me in the theater to see it, but I would definitely check it out.
I would see it. I think she's funny. I like her. I like Parks and Rec. All that.
Yeah.
All right, next movie. This is one that we're going to see tonight.
Snippy Snip.
It's called...
Wolverine!
Well,
let's go Wolverine!
The Wolverine. Which is, of course, the sixth or seventh X-Men movie or something.
I'm going to give it a meh.
You're going to give it a meh?
No, sans Ryan Reynolds, sans Will I Am, sans all these bitches.
I did a little research on this one and, like, reading all the reviews, and they all said, not like it's a hard thing to do, but this is way better than the last Wolverine movie.
Bro, you have Silver Samurai in the movie, man. He looks fucking cool.
He looks cool. I'm going to give it a meh.
I heard it was good.
I heard too. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're actually after we're done this podcast, we're gonna put a fucking clip in this, and we're gonna go over to see that movie.
And we're gonna fucking.
I'll watch it on my phone. I know you will.
Do a whole bunch of illegal things.
Sweet.
You know, this illegal is the things. One where I kind of want to see it, but I've been burned by the X-Men movies so many times.
So many times.
I want to hear a review from one of you guys first.
Well, let me give you this. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 67%. That's not
That's
bad.
Fresh.
That's not bad
that's
for a
That's actually
movie
pretty
like
good.
This. Yeah. That's higher than I thought this was going to be. And it's directed by James Mangold, who directed Walk the Line and Night and Day.
Great movie, Walk the Line.
Yeah, great movie. Great right? movie.
I actually really like Walk the Line, but I absolutely hate the Dewey Cox story.
Well, the spoof of...
Yeah, I don't like that one.
I like that movie. It makes me laugh. But Night and Day, did you see that?
No.
Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz flick?
Oh, yeah, that was actually really good.
I wouldn't call it really good.
No, I liked it. It was funny.
I call it watchable.
No, it was every time like she'd be passing out, he'd be like, look, this is what we got to do here.
I would say it was well-directed, so it gives me some hope. And I'm a big fan of the source material on this one, the Wolverine in Japan storyline. I hope they keep kind of true to it. I mean, we're talking Frank Miller stuff. This is like classic Wolverine.
Should be pretty dark.
Hopefully.
Should be.
From what I hear, and again, this is all speculation. We'll know by the time this is up, of course. But it starts off good, and then they said that by the end, it's straight up just cartoony action. But I'm okay with that.
I'm cool with
that. It's a Wolverine movie. Now, on that note, can we briefly touch on that Deadpool game? I know we're going to talk about it on A-Squad.
Are we done with Price of Admission?
That's it for Price of Admission. Well, at least for the movie portion.
All right.
But that Deadpool game is fucking amazing.
I loved it, man. It was one. You know what? You rarely see a game that like makes you laugh consistently, and it doesn't the audio doesn't repeat any of the dialogue.
The reason I bring up the game is A, I just finished it today, and B,
I would like to borrow that.
Wolverine is featured prominently within the game, and it has one of the funniest moments in the game where you're in a plane crash with Wolverine, and you find him lying passed out, and you're smacking him to just wake him up. And you could just keep slapping all day. And Deadpool just keeps making comments.
Like Ren and Stimpy, psh, you stupid idiot.
He's going, this is for being a dick to me. And this is for not being a dick often enough. And this is for making me like do this and that.
This is because I hate you. It's because I love you.
The point is like, this is because the player won't stop pressing the X button.
Constantly breaks the fourth wall. And it's just a really funny game. And the gameplay itself, it gets a little repetitive, but it's fun. And
nothing's more repetitive than Dynasty Warriors.
It's not like XXY.
Because nobody plays those anymore. Nobody's played those in the past decade.
Dynasty Warriors was a great game.
Originally, it was interesting, and now it's like, I'm fighting legions of boring people.
Those games still get their...
XXY.
Those games, I do get bored of, but they still have their followers, like where it is a fun game where you get to battle a whole army by yourself. I mean, it's not as cool as a game like Battlefront, like Star Wars Battlefront, where it's a little bit different. You get to use a lot of different things besides, like, you know, XYX or XXY or, like, a couple combos. But those games still get good game. The gameplay is all right. It's not bad. It does get repetitive, though.
Yeah. All right. I just want to... We'll talk about that on A-Squad this week, I'm sure.
Oh, your new format one coming up this Monday.
Yeah, because we both played that pretty intensely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, to round out the Price of Admission stuff, I know you guys aren't big followers of Comic-Con and what goes on there, and this past week was San Diego Comic-Con.
Yo, new fucking Walking Dead trailer, man.
Well, I'm gonna read off some stuff that they premiered and that they teased and showed, and just give me your thoughts. The first one is, of course, the biggest one, and that's the next Superman movie, the sequel to Man of Steel, is going to be Batman versus Superman.
It's definitely...
Boom! Yummy!
Yeah.
It's gonna be good. I thought this Superman was definitely made up for the last one. Like, how with the Hulk, how, like, first Hulk sucked.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we're sorry. And they came out.
Look, he smashes in this one.
British Hulk.
I'm terribly sorry. pardon me, Hulk smash.
I agree with you, Libby, where in the sense where the first Superman movie that, like, of our generation sucked, man.
It's
was
like a bunch
boring.
Of producers acknowledging that they fucked up.
And this one was just all, it was like, I'm sorry, but you know what? This time we're just going to have straight action. Listen to our spoilers about it. We go through.
Yeah, we did a whole episode on this.
But yeah, like I said, it was fantastic. Like, I hope that the next one, I just don't know who's gonna be Batman, but I really hope that they write a good story. They get Nolan involved or something like that.
Well, here's the quote when Zack Snyder, the director, came out and he said, "This isn't what we're pulling from, but this is kind of the spirit of the story." And he read this quote from The Dark Knight Returns, and it's, "I want you to remember Clark in all the years to come. In all your most private moments, I want you to remember my hand at your throat. I want you to remember the one man who beat you." And then finished that quote, screen behind him went to black, and then showed up the Superman logo with the Bat logo behind it.
The Dark Knight.
Nat, oh my god.
Grab Michael Keaton out of his fucking hole.
He's too old,
and
man.
Airbrush him so that he's
He
not
never looked like Batman to me. He never gave me Batman.
Somebody give me a good Batman casting, though. Like, who would you want to see?
As Batman?
As Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Iceman. As
young Batman or
Mr. Freeze?
Batman.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, as, like, this new incarnation.
Young or old?
Well, picture... I would like to see him a little older, personally.
A little old.
My vote would go to, like a John Hamm or a...
I like the dude from White
John Hamm's too animated.
Really?
Have you watched
Mad Men?
He's not
animated
Mad Men
at all on that show.
You know what? I see him too...
He looks like Bruce Wayne, though.
He's too comical to me.
Really?
I really think
just because
so.
He does a couple SNL bits?
Whoever plays Mr. Bohannon.
Mr. Bohannon.
Like, if you didn't make him like his cowboy.
Yeah. I forget. Anson Mount is that guy's name.
Like, I think he'd be good one.
Amazing. I second yours.
I actually can't really picture him without the beard and the long hair. But.
If you cleaned him up.
By his acting alone, I'd put him in there.
I think they should let fucking Daniel Glover play Batman.
That would be amazing. Dude.
Childish Gambino.
No, first of all.
I wanted him for Spider-Man.
I do not want him. He is not Batman. He is Spider-Man, not Batman.
That guy's clearly.
Speaking of which.
You're not talking about Danny Glover. I'm too old for this
Donald
shit,
Glover.
Donald Glover.
Lou, what
I'm
you
too
say?
Old for this Batman shit.
I saw that Spider-Man movie with that kid.
The new one?
I thought it was really gay.
It was awesome.
I liked it.
I thought it was incredibly gay.
You get a timeout. I'm putting mic off.
It was better than Tobey Maguire.
Cut his mic.
A bit, but it was really gay.
No, I really cut your mic off. Now you get your mic privileges back.
Save that, Lou, because we're going to do the Spider-Man.
I got your mic privileges back now.
Okay. Yeah, does anybody have a better suggestion than that, though?
Mr. Bohannon.
Like, well, better than that.
No.
What about Matt Boomer from White Collar?
I think he looks a little too
Matt
Superman.
Bomber, whatever. Bomber. He looks like a younger Bruce.
That's what I was
thinking. About Fat Kilmer?
No.
Rob Wells.
I just want to say Fat Kilmer.
Rob Wells.
Rob Wells. Old Batman.
I want
old Canadian Batman.
I want Danny McBride as Batman.
What about Leahy as Batman?
Old drunk Leahy.
And Randy as Robin.
Robin without a shirt. A yellow cape and some fucking tight-ass shorts.
All right, here's the next one relevant to the movie we're seeing tonight, but they brought together the full cast of X-Men Days of Future Past. This is exciting to me. Entire cast: Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Jennifer Lawrence, Hugh Jackman, Peter Dinklage, Halle Berry, Nicholas Hoult, Anna Paquin, Ellen Page, Evan Peters, Sean Ashmore.
Are they taking the people from the original movie?
Both.
And
series.
Making them the future?
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence can totally get it.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah, dude.
Peter Dinklage is the man.
You can't say the word Jennifer Lawrence without me
wanting
to go beat off.
Anna Paquin can get it, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Anna Paquin can get it.
Yeah, but I'm a little burnt out of Paquin.
You think the imp's giving it to all of them?
No, he's giving it to nobody.
What are you talking about?
His casting, they revealed, too.
No. Fucking Tyrion's giving it to everybody. Peter Dinklage is not giving it to anybody.
The imp lays pipe.
He does lay pipe.
Back me up on this.
Yeah, he totally lays pipe.
I bet you he's fucking well endowed, too.
I bet if your
God
girlfriend
doesn't fuck
would,
around like that.
Yeah,
God,
if
God
your
gives
girlfriend
retards and fucking imps.
I'm not saying he's not well endowed, but you have to be on a pretty low self-esteem ladder to be banging a midget.
Nah, not if he's fucking got
that's
a third
leg. That's a conquest,
leg.
Man. You could
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, the guy, and you could be a celebrity, too. Peter Dinklage is the man.
So there was some talk that he was going to play Puck in this movie, which is...
Please don't bring Alpha Force in.
Which is the Alpha Flight, yeah. The only diminutive, like, midget superhero. It turns out he's playing Bolivar Trask, the man who creates the Sentinels. So it gives you a little insight into what the story is.
That's why they're so big.
Yeah. Overcompensation.
I've created something that's grand.
I can't see him as anybody but Tyrion, though.
I can. I've seen him in a lot of things.
I don't see a lot of things.
He's in a lot of stuff. He's been around quite a bit.
He's in that funeral
movie. At a Funeral, both versions, British and American versions.
And Little Shoes, Little Boots or whatever.
The only thing I
remember that awful piece of shit
him from is like episode of 30 Rock.
He was on 30 Rock. The first time I saw him was I think like Nip Tuck. And that show was awful.
Make me taller.
No, that was actually the Give me boobs. He was banging the plastic surgeon's wife, but he always felt like
the 10?
The 10?
The perfect 10. What? That's the plastic surgeon's wife.
I don't remember.
That show was so fucking boring.
Yeah, my ex,
I never watched it, but I know that.
My ex watched it, so I saw enough of it. I saw like the first two seasons, and he was
loved
in
there. It. Absolutely loved it.
The show got a little dicey.
You also watched
I enjoyed
DOC.
The surgery scenes were actually pretty good. That's the other Pete, damn it. It's not this one. The next one is, of course,
the new Amazing Spider-Man 2. They showed the
Electro.
Jamie Foxx is Electro.
That sound, the, dude, he looks awesome. I hate Electro, and he looks awesome.
Yeah, I think
it's gold. Anything he touches.
But when they showed like the early shots of him walking around in like blue makeup, like he's supposed to be electric, so he's glowing blue. He looked really stupid. But when you see it with all the effects put in, and he's like kind of translucent skin with this electric in him, fucking badass, dude.
Jamie Foxx is the man too.
Yeah, I'm in.
He's good, but man, showing up in White House Down really knocked him down a notch.
Did you see that though?
How? Why would I
saw the other one.
I want to see White House Down. I think it's going to be funny.
I bet it's funny. You're still holding on to the fact that it's a comedy.
Right.
It is.
Even
it's
though
die
everyone
hard.
Who's seen it has been like, this is not a comedy.
No. I bet you when that comes out on DVD, I'm going to buy it. We're all going to watch it. And you're going to be like, you know what? I hate it, but it's going to be like, I love it.
You know,
it.
I watched the other one. I watched Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah.
That you could count as a comedy because I couldn't stop laughing at how bad it was.
I heard that was like kind of like a bad Die Hard.
Yeah, it's like take all the stuff that you like from Die Hard and take away the fun, and that's Olympus Has Fallen.
I'm still holding on to this fucking other movie, though, with Jamie Foxx.
All right, well, next Comic-Con bit, Avengers 2 gets a name.
What is it?
The Rise of Ultron, or the Age of Ultron, I should say.
There's Voltron. As
a comic book,
Ultron.
As a comic book fan, Peter, what does that mean to us?
Ultron is one of the greatest villains in Avengers. It's basically Hank Pym, who's Ant-Man. / Giant Man / Yellow Jacket, created a robot to assist the Avengers, which got sentient and proceeded to wipe them out. So Ultron is really...
Obviously Thanos is going to be in it, though, right?
I don't see why not. They teased him at the end. They also pushed like Thor the Dark World, which they claim is a mix of Thor and Game of Thrones, like that kind of vibe. So that sounds cool. And the guy who played Loki, Tom Hiddleston, came out and fucking owned it. I suggest you watch the panel if you could find it. He fucking killed it at this thing. Came out full costume, called the head of Marvel a mewling quim. It was good. then comes Guardians of the Galaxy. That's coming out.
That next year?
That's next year. I heard it's really funny. I heard that's the role they're going for.
Well, good. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward to next year. It's going to be a good summer with like Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And then the year after that's nuts.
It's Avengers.
It's like Avengers. It's like Superman. Batman, Superman. It's all this shit.
Is Sin City ever coming out?
Sin City's coming out next year.
It was supposed to come out this summer. It got pushed back. So
that's going
to
be incredible.
It's coming out eventually.
I love the first one.
And is Ultron the silver guy?
That's Ultron, yeah. The big robot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him. And, of course, the final little piece I have is The Walking Dead got a premiere date.
October 13th.
That is correct.
The Sunday of Comic-Con.
So while we're exhausted from Comic-Con, we get to go home.
Again, I think we should go home, watch that. It's going to be a nice cap to Comic-Con.
How come there was no mention of It's Always Sunny? They were at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but they don't reveal anything.
Yeah, but that's
huge.
Not
they're going
huge...
into season 8.
Everyone knows that like it's going to happen in October or November. It's going to be fucking hilarious. But it's not like people look forward to it like, oh, what's going to happen next? It's like,
oh, no, yeah.
They're like, oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to watch it, you know?
But back to Walking Dead, the only noteworthy stuff is there's more emphasis on hordes of zombies rather than single zombies.
Also, I saw that...
much more Tyrese.
Tyrese got beat up, so, I mean, as a comic reader, you feel that Rick and him are going to have that encounter where he says, we are the Walking Dead, and beats the shit out of
and
Tyrese.
The last little piece is something Robert Kirkman said where he threatened Daryl as
a
character.
Do you want a little spoiler?
Yeah, spoil it up.
All
right. Is this a comic spoiler? Or?
I have no idea. Like,
is this something you heard?
This is something that I saw.
Yeah.
And, well, especially with the whole trailer from The Walking Dead where you see Tyrese a little beat up. There's Daryl. I follow him on Instagram, Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Fucking, he posts, like, awesome pictures. Started posting pictures from them filming the new season. Just, like, the motorcycle. He's, like, all reunited again. But then he started posting pictures of, like, him bloodied up. And then afterwards, he posted a picture of, like, him... where it looked like he had like a black eye where it healed up. So I'm thinking Tyrese versus fucking Daryl, man.
That could be it.
You think that fight instead of Rick and Tyrese
it's
is going to
be
Daryl?
Tyrese and Daryl.
And I did, this little bit here caused me some concern as Kirkman said, like, don't get too comfortable with any character. He goes, I see what you're putting online, all that, like, if Daryl dies, we riot shit. Like that whole meme that's going around. And he pretty much said, don't tempt me. I want to see if you're right.
You know, I really feel that the only problem with the show compared to the comic is that if Rick died in the comic, I'd be devastated. While as if Daryl died in the comic, I was in the show, I'd be devastated. If Rick died, I'd be like, oh shit, that's fucking crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah. And they also had panels for like Game of Thrones, which was interesting to watch. Yeah, pretty much that whole thing was just talking about the Red Wedding.
Valar Morghulis.
Yeah. So nothing
you
really.
Poor fucks, you got nothing. You know nothing.
Too early to. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing.
Oh, but actually, last week, Pete told us that it premiered in the UK, and they dropped a gigantic dragon skull on a beach and didn't say nothing.
Yeah, it was like a building story at all.
That's
and they just. I'll show you the pictures
awesome. Afterwards.
You're gonna dig them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
like how cool sweet. Is that as far as the promotion? Because apparently it premieres like I guess like 3 or 4 months after us. And they get their promotion is a random dragon skull on a beach.
Oh yeah,
that's fucking cool.
Just wait, the Ironborn.
What's
dead may never die.
What's dead may never die.
All right, so my computer just froze, but we're gonna call it a day. We're gonna go see Wolverine.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Yeah. Anybody have anything they want to add before we close up?
See us at Comic Con with the Hand of God and
the Hallowed.
The Hallowed, and
you're
also
gonna get that eventually. It's only been a year.
Our last comic, Lessons Learned,
also available. Yeah.
Was it a? Yeah, we should check us out. Comic Con. Pete Berg is going to lay some colors down for us in Hand of God.
Yep. We're all teaming up. We're gonna get all this shit done. I'm almost done with the Hallowed, so I'm pretty excited. We got Big Kaz working pretty hard on the colors.
Boy, if you need tattoos, Big Kaz the guy in Connecticut.
In Connecticut, look him up, Big Kaz. BigKaz.com, right?
Yeah, check him out,
that's
man.
That's BigGCaz.
Yo, right. Maybe we should all throw down and send PT up there to get a fucking something awful tattoo.
You're
on.
A bitch. You don't call people.
See how this guy's work is.
Like the imprint. Yeah.
You could hear that Muppet on Disenfranchised.
No, you can't.
Actually, he didn't come out for that.
I thought he was on last week.
The show got put on. I don't want to talk about Disenfranchised, but Disenfranchised got put on hold because of Brendan and Diggy. They couldn't get our schedule together. Me and Ken have wrangled it in, and now we've brought it back from the depths of obscurity,
from the ashes,
like a phoenix. That's right.
Well, follow us.
May the Lord of Life protect us.
Thank you, Pope Ken.
Thank you, Pope Ken.
Because the night is dark and full of terrors.
Your grace.
Valar Morghulis.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Visit our website, Painted Black Comics, at paintedblackcomics.com. And we're going to be putting the new books up there as soon as they're done. And you can buy those. And the whole website's getting an overhaul soon. Email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend if you like what we're doing here. And that's about it. Disenfranchised coming out. A Squad coming out.
Look for Disenfranchised on Monday night, and look for A Squad on Tuesday night.
Yeah, the brand new A Squad too. That's a whole remake.
We got a whole new way of recording things now. We're airtight.
Yeah, this is like the only show that hasn't been completely overhauled.
No, we just got overhauled, bro. We got a whole new types of things, man.
With sound effects.
I got new sound effects, bitch.
All right. Yeah, settle down.
All right.
All right, so for myself, Pete Berg, and Lippy, Ken, Brian, and Lou, close the door behind you.